Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Just what does the North Carolina sheriff do these days? Well, retired District Court Judge Stanley Peel, writing about Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, says, "The concept of law enforcement officers has changed from authority and power and prestige to one of problem solving." Peel quotes Sheriff Blackwood as saying, "When people are in distress, when they have gone sideways, they look to the police to solve their problems. Police are people, and people are police," he said. Well, Blackwood encourages his deputies and other staff to emphasize their service responsibility and to avoid being heavy-handed when it's not absolutely necessary. Being peacemakers is as much a part of the job as being peacekeepers, he told me. Judge Peel's tribute to Sheriff Blackwood reminded me that several North Carolina fiction writers have recently made sheriffs or deputies central characters in their novels. First of all, in her 20-book series featuring Judge Deborah Knott, Margaret Maron has given her readers an inside look at the North Carolina justice system. Her latest, Long Upon the Land, is also one of these, and it's the last of that 20-book series. One reason that the end of the series is bad news is that we will no longer be able to follow the crime-solving and human relations skills of Judge Knott's new husband, Dwight Bryan, who is chief deputy in a fictional North Carolina county. Long Upon the Land, Marin's murder mystery has multiple suspects, including several men in Judge Knott's family. Bryan handles each suspect firmly but respectfully, finally winning a confession by asking questions based on facts uncovered and logical deductions from these facts. Bryant would be a good fit on Sheriff Blackwood's team. In her new book, Speaking in Bones, Kathy Reich, author of 17 New York Times bestselling books featuring crime-solving anthropologist Tempe Brennan, introduces us to Zeb Ramsey, a fictional Avery County Sheriff's deputy who helps Brennan solve a gruesome murder in which the victim's body parts have been dumped into the wilderness from a remote mountain overlook. Ramsey's knowledge of his community and his common sense make the difference. As I wrote in a recent column, Ron Rash's book Above the Waterfall introduces us to a soon-to-be-retiring mountain sheriff who could be the model law enforcement official that Sheriff Blackwood describes, except for one failing: he takes regular small payments from marijuana growers, and that moral weakness would definitely keep him off Blackwood's team. A few years ago, Wiley Cash's debut novel, A Land More Kind Than Home, introduced us to another mountain sheriff, Clem Bearfield, I guess you say, who worked hard to gain the confidence of the mountain people in Madison County. And Bearfield showed courage and kindness as he confronted an evil snake-handling preacher. Well, these descriptions of the work and character of these fictional sheriffs by the three important North Carolina authors, that opens the door for their readers to have a better understanding and appreciation of the challenges faced by Sheriff Blackwood and the sheriffs in our other 99 counties. This is D.G. Martin.